Ata Gibor Laila Hashem Chaya Meisim Ata. We talk about Hashem's Gevura, Hashem's strength. We experience Hashem's strength. Tchias Ameisim. Where Hashem will resurrect the dead. We express our emunah in that, that it will happen. We enforce it again and again and again in this bracha. That Hashem can do something that no human being could ever do, bring the dead back to life. Truth is, that on a micro level, we experience that on a daily basis. And the Avodram says, when we go to sleep every night, we deposit our spirit with Hashem. And there's an aspect of death every single time we go to sleep. It's a 60th of death, as Chazal say. And every single morning we wake up, Chadash l'mivkarim rabba menasecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us back our neshama. Shechizarta bin nishmasi. Waking up in the morning is an aspect, isn't it? Perspective, b'china, of tchias ha-meisim. So when we say, Ata gibor ha-ilam Hashem, ha-meisim ha-tarav le-ishia, we should have in mind the incredible chesed that Hashem enables us to wake up every single morning, that we're refreshed, we're good to go. That's an unbelievable chesed. He doesn't keep the neshamas with him when it's time to wake up. On a deeper Kabbalistic level, that really is Hashem's gevura, because he would want to, so to speak, keep the neshama with him. Certainly, there are times we might not even be deserving of another day, and Hashem nonetheless gives us life, gives us more of an opportunity. Hashem holds back from punishing us. That's his gevura, to give us more of a chance. And in fact, the Reish Chachma takes us to a whole new level. It says, M'chaye meisim ata. That there are certain neshamas that after they've passed away from this world, should get to Gehenna. What does Hashem do? He doesn't want those neshamas to get lost in Gehenna. He sends them back again. Sends them back again to this world in a Gilgal. So they have a chance of being able to fix up that which they messed up in a previous Gilgal. It's not something we speak about so much, but the Reish Chachma mentions it. Because Hashem doesn't want us to have eternal punishment. We're saying it differently. Every single mitzvah, Aseh and Losa Aseh, corresponds to one of the 248, 365 physical limbs and sinews, and also our spiritual limbs and sinews. And if we're missing a mitzvah, if we do an Avera, we could be missing part of our neshama for all of eternity. Hashem doesn't want us to be missing any part of ourselves for eternity. He wants us to be shalem, whole in Gan Eden. And if Hashem will be mechayim meisim ata, he'll send our neshama back for another chance to be able to fix up that which in a previous Gilgal it didn't do. It's another aspect, another thing we're going to think about. So while Hashem gives us chances, whether it's every day, potentially another Gilgal, to be able to make amends for that which we've done, and therefore to make the most of every single day, to maximize its power, because it's an unbelievable act of chesed and gevurah from Hashem.